Mr. Don DeBar is a journalist and political activist with us now live from New York. Mr. DeBar, treating Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street, we're hearing, as a domestic terrorism threat. How realistic do you see that?
Well, the comment that was found inside the FOIL documents that the DHS and the federal government doesn't know how to distinguish between a valid threat and legitimate political dissent is very revealing, because they treat each as a potential threat to their power. For anyone trying to understand the essence of the political and economic and social construct that is the United States, at the heart of this matter, the things that were disclosed, we find that there's this intelligence gathering facility on Wall Street with all kinds of funding and police activity and surveillance going on there. The largest crimes in the history of the world in terms of financial theft taking place on Wall Street, and not a single prosecution, but rather the very members of that community that are responsible for those crimes sitting in chairs next to the police, keeping tabs on protesters. That, to me, says exactly, in metaphor, the nature of the society here, where the crooks are in charge, sitting with the police and spying on those who would try to change the existing construct.
So Occupy Wall Street, what is left of it right now? Would you say that it is still live and kicking and that it's going to grow as well?
Well, what the media have termed Occupy Wall Street, and what groups of activists have pinned on themselves as a badge, basically, as Occupy Wall Street, really is something deeper. It's an organized, or an attempt to organize, the dissent in the United States that has been growing as the middle class, or what's left of the middle class in the United States, has found itself in this economic crisis in the same boat that poor people, minorities, so-called, have found themselves for a very long time. And that is the American dream that they were sold when they were children, or their parents were sold when they were children, is in fact an illusion. The prospects for young people now from the middle class for an education are dim, unless they want to spend their entire adult life in debt because of the high cost of education. The same for housing, the same for employment. So these things that produced all of this, organized protest, again, everyone called it Occupy Wall Street, but those things still exist, and that protest has gone more or less into the neighborhoods to organize. We'll be seeing a lot more of it.
Don DeBar, journalist and political activist with us there live from New York. Thank you very much.